We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Don't miss the new docuseries, Black Twitter, A People's History from Onyx Collective and Hulu. Based on the Wired cover story by Jason Parham and directed by Princess Penny, executive producer of Insecure, Black Twitter, A People's History tells the story of how black voices found a new home online and blossomed into a force for change, while laying down some hilarious tweets along the way. If you were there for Meet Me in Temecula or Thanksgiving Clapback, you need to see this series. If you weren't there, time to dive in. Watch how Black Lives Matter grew and gained force because of the voices on Black Twitter, bringing these issues to the forefront like never before. From the memes to the movements, see how this powerful community shapes culture, society, and politics. Black Twitter, A People's History, is now streaming on Hulu.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
DJ Envy, Angela Yee, and Charlamagne Tha God.
Congratulate you, Hall of Famers. So honored to be in the presence of radio royalty.
It's the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club.
This is a big deal.
I think that y'all have a certain amount of respect for, you know, what everybody else does, and y'all are just the best at what y'all do.
We love y'all, man. Thank you for being the people's champs.
Probably the greatest.
I'll drill y'all.
Yes, sir.
Yo, 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 yo.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ MV.
Charlamagne Tha God.
Peace to the planet. It's Friday.
Yes, it's Friday. Good morning.
Man, happy to be here, man. How y'all feel? How y'all feel? How y'all feel?
Almost didn't make it to work this morning.
Me neither, because, you know, I stayed up last night. Don't know the last time. I do know the last time I felt like this about an album, the anticipation for an album. That was Jay-Z's 444. And so I stayed up last night, and, you know, sadly, the Western Conference playoff game wasn't good. Who won? I checked out getting the fourth Mavs, right? Because Mavs were blowing them out. Mavs was up by like 20. And I thought I was going to make it till midnight.
You didn't make it.
You know how, you know, little kids at Christmas, they be staying up thinking they're going to wait to see Santa Claus?
Yeah,
that wasn't me.
Yeah.
Like, there's no way I'm going to start listening to this album at midnight because I'm not going to really appreciate it. So I got up this morning and listened to it.
Mm-hmm.
But I only got through the first volume and the first two songs of volume two.
Okay.
I'm at Crown right now. You listen to the whole thing?
No, I didn't have no time. I mean, well, first of all, drop a bomb for my wife.
Okay.
Today is our anniversary, 21 years officially today. We've been together 27 and officially married 21 today.
We really got to start planning this show up. Jesus Christ.
What you mean?
How we go from Kendrick Lamar to that?
I'm going to tell you, yeah. So that's the reason why it almost didn't work. So besides that, and then listening to Kendrick album on the way in, I didn't want to leave the car.
That's how I felt when I got out the car, man.
I wanted to, like, I was downstairs listening to the car, and you know, you're bringing things back because you hear certain gems, and you're bringing things back because you hear certain the way he's doing certain things. So I was downstairs in the car for, like, the last 10 minutes, and I'm like, damn, I got to go upstairs. This would have been the perfect day to just take off and relax and chill.
That's how I felt. I got out the car at, if you listen to the album, Volume 2, Track 2, which is Crown, that's when I got out the car. But, man, I tell you what, man, by the time I got to Track 8 on the first volume, all I said to myself as I was driving was, this nigga Kendrick is ill.
He gets busy.
How long are y'all drives into work?
Like 40. 30, mine 40 is like minutes. 50 minutes. Yeah.
Mine is 15 minutes.
Nah, about 40 minutes.
Yeah. I heard like two songs.
And today I just took it easy. I ain't even go over the speed limit. I could just listen to the whole thing. But I mean, I only got, you got far. I didn't get that far. I only got through 7 songs. Jeez.
How?
Well, you guys, take your time. You have
you must have been rewinding.
All day today. You have all weekend.
And I was mad at Waze. I use Waze every day to get to work. And as soon as he's saying something, Waze be like, quarter of a mile, police ahead. I'm like, shut up!
Nah, man.
So I had to bring it back.
You don't turn the volume off on your Waze?
I like them to tell me and guide me.
I have mine off.
What I heard so far is everything I love. Therapy talk, healing talk, grown men dealing with their daddy issues, you know, women screaming at them about having little penises.
Yo, that was funny. That song's amazing. I listened to that song twice. That song is amazing.
Listen, Kendrick is challenging his ego, his insecurities.
That song,
you got
is
Kodak
amazing.
Black interludes. You got Ghostface Killer features. Oh, man. By the time I got to We Cry Together, that's all I could say was I just screamed out. I was like, yo, this nigga Kendrick is ill.
We Cry Together. It's whoa.
All right, guys.
It's real.
Yeah, I wish we could play that, but it's just too much.
It's too long.
Well, it's too much bad language.
It is too much bad language.
It's too much language we can't play on the radio.
It's an interesting time that we're in. Because these are great records, right? But it's something you got to hear together. Like, you don't even want to hear it in bits and pieces on the radio.
No.
You got to hear it in its completion first, then distribute it to
And you radio. Don't want to hear clean versions.
Nah,
of it.
No.
Well, no. With all that being said, we got a Kendrick song to start the show.
Which one we got?
Which one we got? Mirror?
I didn't even get to that yet. That must be on volume 2.
How did y'all get the mirror? I didn't hear it.
Mirror must
yet.
Be on volume 2. Right. I'm not even going to listen. I don't even want to hear it like
all
this.
All right. Well, who's joining us this morning?
I have no idea. I ain't thinking about it. Who is it?
John Sally?
Oh, John Sally, our guy. Sally. He got a movie coming out today called Sneakerella on Disney Plus.
Yep. All right. Well, let's get the mirror.
I'm not listening.
All right. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Looked and saw that Mirror is the last track on Volume 2. I've only got the Crown on
How
Volume 2.
How could you get to that already?
Yeah, well, if you were up last night.
Yeah. You still can't take it in. I couldn't get to that. All right, well, let's get to the front page.
If you was up last night, you still can't take it in. Okay, NV, Freaky, Freaky, Freaky Friday. Let's go!
Let's get some front page news. I hate you, man. Mavericks beat the Sun. They tied a series. They're going to go to a game 7, 113-86.
No, the series tied? What is it? 3-3? Oh, yeah, 3-3 done. Yeah.
And the Heat eliminated the 76ers yesterday, 99-90. Did you see any
games?
Yeah,
I did. The 76ers sucked. Okay? 76ers, they ain't even a try. Like, James Harden didn't shoot no shots in the second half. He had like 11 points. I don't know, man. I hope he's clearly not getting a max deal, right?
I mean, right? He's going to get it somewhere.
No. Who?
Somebody will give it to him.
I don't think so.
I do.
I don't. I don't. And then it didn't help Joel Embiid's comments after the game when he was like, you know, y'all expecting James Harden from the Rockets. He ain't that no more.
Yeah, that was wild.
You know, that was wild. The truth.
Jeez. All right. Well, what else we got, Yeezy?
All right. Well, now they're saying that insulting a man for being bald in the workplace is sexual harassment.
Drop one of Clue's bombs, baby. Let's go. The Men Too movement is here.
So what can't you say? You can't say bald bitch.
The Men Too movement is here.
In the UK.
And no, in the US.
Nope, in the UK.
Okay.
A panel of balding judges have ruled that. They said hair loss is far more common among men than women, so using the term is inherently related to sex and equivalent to commenting on the size of a woman's breasts.
Now, is there any factual information to back this up? Because, I mean, women have hair loss, too. A lot of women have alopecia.
They said it's far more common among men than women.
Really? Women lose their edges? Really?
If you look at who's bald out here as they get older.
Yeah, but a lot of men are bald by choice, though.
Well, that's because they start to get the receding hairlines.
Women lose their edges and stuff. They just wear wigs and, you know, they put the sew-ins in and stuff like that.
Baldness and losing your edges is two different things.
Well, that's where it starts.
That's where it starts.
Losing your edges is balding.
Because your edges, for women, a lot of times it's because of your braids, your weaves, so they can come back, though.
Lose hair when they get pregnant, when they have a baby as well. But
a lot of times you can't grow your hair back.
So I could just make fun of you all day long, and that's what we do.
I would love to write this up in HR. I would love to go to HR.
I would love to see this.
This deposition would be amazing. I'm like, Envy's always commenting on my heads. Yeah, you don't want that. You don't want that smoke.
You little head ass.
Wow.
See?
Wow. Wow. Wow.
We ain't in the UK.
All right. Well, yeah.
I identify as being in the UK, okay?
Shut up, man. Every time
you call me bald-headed, I'm going to identify as being in the UK. I'm going to tell you that right now.
That is front page news. Get it off your... I was going to say, get it off your head. Get it off your... 800-585-1051. If there's something bothering you, you need to vent a little bit. Phone lines are wide open. Get it off your head. Why not? 800-585-1051. It's going to be one of those mornings. I feel it already. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Wake up, wake up.
Wake your ass.
This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad or blessed, we want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Good morning. This is John Marsden from Houston's Unsolved Homicide. Good morning, my family. How you guys doing?
Man, you still out here calling yourself that homicide, whatever?
Homicide.
Homicide, man. Hey, man, I want to thank you guys. I love you guys so much and appreciate the thing that you're doing.
Thank you, brother.
We are still short 50 pillows for a homeless feeding on May 29th in Houston. Short 50 pillows. When we cook, I cook 300 pounds of meat.
Ooh.
200 pounds of chicken,
wow.
100 pounds of turkey necks, jerk, curry, stew, bake.
That's what it is.
We set everything up. Hey. If you guys want to donate, please support me at $HUH95.
Hey, have I donated before? I don't remember.
No, 2 weeks ago you said you wasn't, but you never did.
Oh, okay.
HUH95.
How much are the pillows?
The pillows at Walmart, they're $344 a piece. I'm short 50.
Hold on, what is it? What is your joint? HUH95?
Yes, yes.
Hun 95?
No.
Yeah, huh. Yeah, HUH95.
Is it Brown? Is it Brown Martian?
No, HUH, Houston's Unsolved Homicide.
I know, but on Cash App, does it say Brown Marsden?
H.
John Marsden.
Brown Marsden.
Brown Marsden. Is that you?
Yes.
With the Texas sign?
HUH95.
How much you say you need?
You need $150. You do 75, I do 75.
Oh, yeah, I do that right now.
Yes.
Got you right now. Bong. $75.
Yeah, I just sent it.
There you go.
You got it.
And remember I told you that my son's birthday was...
Say thank you.
Thank you, guys.
See what I'm saying? What's wrong with your generation right there? Y'all expect every goddamn thing. Say thank you.
Celebrities endorsed me, and I appreciate it. That's the first time ever.
Yes, sir.
First time ever, and I love you guys. You guys are going to help 150 homeless to get pillows. Our goal is 200. But... And also, DJ Envy, remember I tell you, June 19th is my son's birthday. He was murdered. When will you say he's going to give us the tickets to the car show? When will I get the tickets? Is it by email? Do I pick it up at the front desk?
Well, the car show is June 19th. They're going to email you. There will be no tickets. There's a guest list where they'll put your name on the list and you'll be all right. Because everything we do through Eventbrite, so there's no physical tickets anymore. So it's all through Eventbrite. But, you know, we will definitely get your tickets.
Yes, yes.
All right, and hold on. All right, and don't forget, the car show is June 19th, Father's Day weekend in Houston. If you haven't got your tickets, it's a family fun day. And we actually gave a little too less. He said 344, so 344 times 50 is 172. We gave 75 and 75, 150. So
who said 150?
I did the math wrong.
I'm listening to a guy from Hampton about
$3.
Math.
I thought it was $3, but he said $344. But $3 times 50 is $150. That's
well, we donated 75. I donated 75, and we donated 75. So, you know.
Somebody can donate $22.
There you go. The rest of y'all. Chip in.
All right.
Come on, Breakfast Club listeners.
That's right. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
So you better have the same energy.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, what's up, y'all? It's your favorite nephew, Leo.
Leo, what's happening, brother?
Get it off your chest, Leo.
Hey, man, what's up with these women calling with these doodoo fingers on a freaky Wednesday and Thursday, man, talking about their men's booty?
Why is there something wrong with these? Why is there something wrong with these women for that?
Because it's for lip service, Auntie E. This is not for everybody. It's making us cringe, man. Just tell them to chill out.
Why
you don't
want to
hear? You don't want to hear? You don't want to hear that early in the morning, is what you're saying.
It's real life.
It's 6 o'clock in the morning. Tell poopy fingers go wash their hands and brush their teeth, man.
All right, let me ask you a question.
Damn earth.
We gonna be honest. You never had nothing in your bookie?
Wow.
I never had nothing in my booty. Never.
Well, guess what? Your girl got plans for you this weekend, so.
At the age of 27, never, man, never.
Well,
I don't think it was her finger. It wasn't her finger, though.
She said something about pegging or something.
It's not your finger, sir.
Sounds like you know about that, sir.
Nah, poopy fingers. Still stop calling.
Hey, stop kink shaming. Stop kink shaming, okay? Because you're going to be getting your little prostate tickled tonight.
Nah, man. But all right, guys. I love y'all, man.
Appreciate you, King.
Hello, who's this?
This is Lisa.
Hey, Lisa, good morning. Get it off your chest.
Good morning, guys. I am so upset. I've been trying to get to you guys all week. I listen to you guys every morning. But I work in the healthcare field here in Florida, and when I tell you it is ghetto to work in this hospital, it is ghetto to work in this hospital.
What happened, Mama?
It's not even my hospital. I'm trying to be a team player, you know. I got floated to another facility, and I'm working in the ER last week, Friday. I have natural curly black hair, and I am a black woman, strong black woman, and these nurses see me not as a human being, but they identify me as the black girl with the knot on her forehead.
With the knot on her forehead? What kind of knot you got on your forehead?
I have my hair in a little ponytail with black curly hair. So that's how they identify me.
Wow.
So I was about to show my entire you-know-what up in here. Like, this is the 21st century, and people don't see me as a human being, much less a black girl with a knot on her head.
That's crazy. So what do you say when they identify you like that?
So I try to tune it out, but then it kind of got to me because the patient was the one who pointed it out to say, hey, Lisa, they're talking about you. You know that, right? And I was like, oh, okay, I know I am not going crazy. And it took me everything not to go out there because I don't want to give them that satisfaction of being the black angry girl.
You know what you should do? You should send an email to everybody in the company letting them know that that is not how you identify. You are a black woman with natural curly hair, and it's not a knot on your head. That is your natural hair. Thank you. Moving forward. Yes. Very professional.
You know what's crazy, though?
Call them out.
That's usually how black people describe each other. You'd be like, yeah, you know Tyrone, tall, dreads, be musty sometime.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah, but in a work environment that we're all nurses here in the ER.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
You know, it's crazy. And I just want to say I love you guys and thank you so much for the opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. You have a good one.
Let them know. Call them out.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, you can hit us up. Now we got rumors on the way.
Yes, let's start up with Cardi B. She had an issue in the club, which has since been resolved, I guess. We'll tell you what happened.
All right, we'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
What's up? It's Angela Yee. I teamed up with Zyrtec for this vacay season reminder. It's finally that time of year again. Spring is back like it never left. Vacay season is about to kick off, and allergy season is already out there bugging us. Well, bugging some of us, but not me, because I take Zyrtec, and I make sure to bring it with me when I'm enjoying some well-deserved vacation time. It's America's number one allergy medicine, and with its powerful 24-hour relief, you can stay on top of your travel plans and all that sneezing. When it's time to go out and explore, we all want to feel like our most vibrant selves. Bring Zyrtec on your next vacay and unleash your shine. Zyrtec starts working at hour one and stays strong day after day.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On The Breakfast Club. So listen up.
All right, well, now there's a rumor that The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, could take over the role as Genie in this sequel that Will Smith was supposed to be in for Aladdin. So several Will Smith projects, as you know, have been canceled or postponed since the incident with Chris Rock. And Disney has not provided an official update to offer any clarity on if he's going to remain in this role or if these rumors of that replacement are true. So I guess we will see.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of The Rock, Young Rock has been renewed for season 3 by NBC. So, as you know, that show focuses on different chapters of his life. I can't believe they're on season 3 already. I feel like it just started not that long ago.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now let's talk about Cardi B. She was in the club, and people, for some reason, the DJ kept saying that Nicki Minaj was in the club and shouting out Nicki Minaj.
Nicki Minaj in the
The DJ is DJ Will. He works here at our local station.
We're going to get to that right now. But yeah, so that was DJ Will on the mic, and this was at Wonderland Nightclub. Well, DJ Will, apparently somebody told him that Nicki Minaj was in the club. He didn't know. He didn't see who it was. And here is how Cardi B responded. She got on the mic after Will was doing all of that, and here's what she said.
Now, DJ, DJ Envy, you're a DJ. I think you're still a DJ, but you've DJed long enough to have an experience.
Every weekend, yeah.
That's a common occurrence, right? Promoter pass you a note and, you know, you get on your Anchorman stuff and just say what's on the note, right?
Yeah, it happens all the time. A lot of times they text you. It depends on the size of the venue that you're DJing. A lot of times you can't see everybody in the club, so they might be like, so-and-so's here, Busta's here, Jay-Z's here, this person's here. So I actually spoke to Will yesterday. He said that they passed him a note and was like, Nicki Minaj is in the building. Wonderland is a club. I've never been there. It's a strip club in New York. And they said the way that the DJ booth is set up, that people, the section is almost in front of the DJ booth, so he couldn't see. So when they passed him a note and said this person was here, he just started shouting it out like any DJ would. Until he heard Cardi B's voice on the mic, he said.
I know, he was like, oop. Now here's DJ Will actually explaining what happened in his own words.
Promoter, manager, passed me along information to shout out. And unknowingly, I ran with it. I never meant any disrespect to Cardi B, Offset, their family, friends, or fans in any way, shape, or form. It was an honest mistake, and I feel horrible about it. Normally, that's something that I would never do, but I was caught up in what I thought was a hip-hop moment. What happened was whack on all levels, and I'm pissed off that my name is a part of that. I wish I could take it back. Cardi, I am truly sorry about what happened. You didn't deserve that, and I'm mortified. So my apologies.
Yeah. Well, God bless the good brother, DJ Will, man. If Will said he didn't mean to do it, I believe he didn't mean to do it.
Will's a good guy. He stays out the way, always working, minding his business.
He's been working up here at Power 105.1 for years. Super solid brother. I personally never heard him say a bad word about anyone, and not to mention, he can make a mean shrimp and grits. Drop on a Clues Bombs with DJ Will. Shrimp and grits.
He definitely can.
He caters.
During the pandemic, he started catering when he couldn't DJ, and he has a successful business. But Will is not that kind of guy. He's a good brother. I spoke to him yesterday. He said he meant no malice. That wasn't even on his mind. He's that type of individual. He's one of the good guys.
He's not even thinking about it. I remember when Snoop was up here, Snoop Dogg. And Snoop said Will should stop DJing and focus on cooking. And after that stressful night you had in the club, Will, I think maybe you should.
But he's stressed out because he's never had anything like this. So when Cardi B's fans are attacking him and people are leaving comments, he don't know what to do.
I first saw the video, I didn't know what DJ it was at first. I was like, I wonder who that is. But you can see why, because Cardi B's in the club. She's with Offset. Clue is on the other side of her. They have no idea what's going on either. So that's a total miscommunication. Yeah. Fans thought that this was something that was done purposely. Cardi thought it was something that was done on purpose, and she went on Instagram Live and said this.
Some Barty gang, I don't think y'all really knew what was going on. I don't think y'all understand what was going on. And when somebody try to explain it, y'all coming sideways, and it's like, why? I bet y'all didn't know I got set up. I bet y'all didn't know. I bet y'all not peeping that certain videos were made from professional cameras, because it was all a setup. It was all a setup and everything. But like I said, I handle my business.
And it might have been. It might have been a setup for whoever sent Will that note, but it wasn't Will. Will ain't that type of guy.
I didn't even see all that. I just saw Will. I saw Will video first. And I thought to myself, who got a pistol to DJ Will making him read like this?
Yeah.
And then I thought, I hope Will ain't got to cater nobody's food today, because that food ain't going to be slapping. Got my brother in a bad mood.
Well, I'm using Will this weekend, so hopefully the food is still slapping. So
hey, man. So, tell you something. Will make a mean shrimp and grits. Will can cook his ass off.
He did. He can.
Will and his daughters, right? It's his daughters that cater with him, isn't it?
Yes.
I know it's his family.
Yep.
I think it's his wife and his daughter.
Yep.
Right?
You know, drop on a Clues Bombs for DJ Will.
I actually had him cater to Tory's bridal shower.
He was stressed. Will is stressed out today.
I can see why.
All right. Well, that is your rumor report.
Clue to Cardi and Offset, too. And Clue, where were you? Clue, you supposed to fix this.
He was there. I said only Clue could fix this.
Clue said he tried to text him, but he was like, well, you know, when you're a DJ, sometimes you just don't answer your phone. You move.
Everything was going wrong.
You think an artist is there, you getting busy. Like, he didn't answer. So I think they did speak on the phone yesterday, and I think he apologized directly to her. But Cardi's,
hopefully he still has a note to prove it. Like, here's a note they passed me.
I hope so. But call these good people.
Make it an NFT.
So, as well. So make it an NFT. Make some money. Yeah. Off it.
Sell it for 50 cents.
All right. Front page news next. What are we talking about?
Well, there's a proposed bill in Louisiana that is seeking to criminalize abortion and charge women with murder.
All right. We'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Angela Yee here from my friends at the General Insurance. Switch to the General and you could save over $500 on your car insurance. Call 800-GENERAL or visit thegeneral.com to find out more. The General Auto Insurance Services.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global. Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
An insurance agency in Nashville, Tennessee. Some restrictions.
MV, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get to some front page news. NBA yesterday, the Mavericks beat the Suns 113-86. They tied the series, and the 76ers at home. The Heat beat them 99-90.
Man, and James Harden thinks he's getting the max contract after that performance that he did last night. 11 points, 0 points in the second half. He only shot twice in the second half. Who going to give James Harden a max contract?
Yeah, no, somebody will.
No, they won't.
Who's last place in the NBA?
Man, no. Ain't yes, nobody. They will. No, they won't. Yes, and they ain't will. Nobody giving James Harden no $200 million. No. It's not happening.
Where's Houston? Houston is, I think, in the standards. Let me see. I think they last place. Houston
please.
Is
giving. All right.
Somebody will.
No, they won't.
Yes, they will.
No, they won't.
Mass contract? James Harden?
No.
All right, what else we got here?
All right, well, Louisiana's House of Representatives, they're debating a bill which would ban abortions and also subject women to criminal prosecution for murder. What they want to do is rewrite the state's homicide statute to include abortion. That bill also would void any federal statutes, regulations, treaties, orders, and court rulings that would allow abortion. Now, the governor, who is a pro-life Democrat, issued a statement calling the bill radical and said it goes far beyond pro-life. They said it's not a pro-life bill. In addition to the fact that this legislation is patently unconstitutional, this bill would criminalize the use of certain types of contraception, as well as parts of the in vitro fertilization process, and it could even serve as a barrier to life-saving medical treatment for a woman who is suffering a miscarriage. And he also said the idea of a woman being jailed for an abortion is simply absurd. I mean, and you know what? Even an anti-abortion group there, Louisiana Right to Life, criticized the bill. They said it's not consistent with the group's policy. They said our longstanding policy is that abortion-vulnerable women should not be treated as criminals. Instead, we should hold accountable the individuals performing the abortion or selling or providing the chemical abortion drugs. So that's what their response was in a statement. Imagine having to make this really tough decision about what you want to do with your body, and then you end up going to jail for murder for it. All right, now, some Mega Millions players have claimed prizes after a host called out the wrong number. So,
I want more money.
The first what five numbers were called correctly, but as the gold Mega Ball was selected, the number nine, they called it a six.
Mm-mm.
So,
no, I'm suing you.
Somebody gonna have my money.
Yeah, I'm okay.
Some
you.
People were paid out.
Mm-mm.
Due to human error.
That's
so
right.
They ended up paying a total of about $5,500 to players who presented the ticket with the incorrect winning number to retailers. And they said in a statement, this payment was recouped automatically via a lottery account.
Mm-mm.
For uncashed tickets. There is no impact on aid to education or taxpayer funds.
No, I need my money. I need all of it. Like, I got trauma now. I might have a heart attack. No, mm-mm.
No, shut up.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
All right, now the White House is addressing the baby formula shortage. You guys may have seen some pictures in mm-hmm. supermarkets where you could see the aisles where the baby formula is supposed to be are completely empty. It's been really difficult for people who have been panicking and parents across the country. They said this crisis has gone on for way too long. The shortage of baby formula actually started in the early days of the pandemic, and it's gotten even worse in recent weeks. That's because of labor shortages and a major product recall. And so here is what the White House says they're planning to do.
Today, President Biden spoke with retailers and manufacturers, including the CEOs of Walmart, Target, Reckitt, and Gerber, to call on them to do more to help families purchase infant formula. He discussed Reckitt and Gerber's efforts to increase production. The conversation with the CEOs of Walmart and Target focused on how they are working to stock shelves, including in rural areas. He also announced additional steps to get infant formula onto store shelves as quickly as possible. They can buy with WIC dollars, calling on the FTC and state attorneys general to crack down on any price gouging or unfair market practices related to sales of infant formula, like third-party sellers reselling formula at steep prices, and increasing the supply of formula through increased imports.
I bet there's some mothers out there right now thinking, God, that they're able to breastfeed, man.
All right. Well, that is your front page.
Because breastfeeding, not only do you save money, I mean, the breastfeeding is better than the formula. But I'm just knowing there's some women out there thinking, God, at this moment, they are able to breastfeed.
Mm. Yeah, because, I mean, I know they already lock up some of the formula in most of these stores already. So I could imagine people trying to get formula, especially if they can't.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be crazy. All right, well, that is your front page news. Now, when we come back, John Sally will be joining us, ex-NBA player. He has a new flick that he's in. It's called Sneakerella.
Sneakerella.
And we're going to talk to him when we come back. All right, it's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Hey.
Power 105.1. The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building that just said he might be related to Leonard McKelvey. We have John Sally here.
The legendary yes. John Sally. Yes. Good morning, brother.
Good morning. How you living? How you living?
Blessed,
how
black, and highly favored.
Almost related. That's how you started the show. How?
Well, Sally's side is from Charleston, South Carolina.
843.
They live in Walterboro, and then we live in Smoke, South Carolina. And then I found out Jess Hilarious was down there at the funeral. And so, you know, we're all from the same plantation. They go, you know, Charlamagne may be your family.
I can see the resemblance a little bit. You, Charlamagne.
I can definitely see it with Jess.
My Kaiser.
Yeah. No, Kaiser. Salute to Kaiser, though.
Oh, I love Kaiser.
Now, you also
I love
said Kaiser that too. Envy's wife loves you.
Yeah, Envy's wife loves me. Wow. She does.
Can you add some context to that, Mr. Sally, please?
He's talking about
Where's my wife?
Where's my wife? We was in Miami and I was talking about health and he was like, I'm already drunk, get out of here. And he goes, I'm making babies every 5 minutes. So, you know, I just was good. She looked great. And anybody that takes care of their bodies, I always, you know, sit and talk to them. And I know it makes them nervous. I know it makes him nervous because she was talking to me. She was like, how did you do it? And I was like, you know, I wasn't even doing the Mac thing. I was just like, all right, he needs to do this. Remember I was talking fool? And then she was like, yeah, I'm glad. Get on him. But, you know, I guess.
No, she's been struggling for a long time, like I said. So
we got another mutual friend, though, Lisa Barber, the Barber twins.
Oh, yeah, man.
Yeah.
And they come over to the house, too, and get healthy.
Yep.
But I opened up Planet Health Compton. So we open up these wonderful vegan restaurants in the middle of the hood.
Wow.
Or the neighborhood is what I call it now. But I'm here to talk about Sneakerella.
Yes.
Sneakerella.
So Sneakerella is my favorite film I've ever been in. It's the remake of Cinderella. Mm-hmm. And it's a hip-hop musical of Cinderella. It's dope. It's black excellence. Mm-hmm. It's family. It's generational wealth. And it's a musical. I've always wanted to do a musical.
So you're singing?
I'm rapping at the. I get it in, fam.
Oh boy.
We call it rapping now, right?
But
when I was young,
bars.
Was like, I'm rhyming in this.
Jab so a couple bars. Wait, hold on.
Lyrics?
Yo, the cats that wrote it literally killed it. I feel like Cardi B. Like I'm gonna destroy it.
Can we hear something? Let's hear something. Come on.
Oh, you want to hear something?
Yeah, let's hear something.
Here we go. Sneakerella on May 13th. Disney Plus. You know, but seriously, I get to battle. My mm-hmm. favorite rhyme rapping is battling. Like to the point where I became friends with DNA.
Wow.
Just mm-hmm. from always liking his post.
Wow.
Wow.
And I saw a movie. You were in a battle rap movie.
Body
with Hollow and
everybody is in that.
Lux, that's what's up.
So your role in this movie is you're like the boss.
I play King.
Okay. So
my name is Darius King. It's my family. I was a basketball player from Queens. They threw that out. They couldn't make it Brooklyn, but from Queens.
Mm. Queens is better anyway.
Yeah,
no,
whatever.
Not really.
For light-skinned folks. And I literally am in Manhattan, and my two daughters are in the business with me. It's a family business. And I started my own sneaker in 1990 when I was a Piston. I won a championship in my own shoe, but we were selling McKinney Shoe Store. So for 10 years, Envy, I've been 5 years ahead of myself.
I never knew you had your own sneaker.
Yeah, man, it was called Osaga. You can see, I had
them. Osaga?
Yeah, man, it was out of.
But you have them on now?
No, I got on my Nikes, and then in the movie, I'm literally wearing these Adidas 84s.
I'm intrigued by that, though. What kind of deal did they offer you in 84 for your own sneaker? Because we always hear the story about Magic and how Magic said he lost out on all the Nike stock because he chose Converse. So how did they approach
Well, what happened is I was with Avia. And David Falk didn't sign me with Nike. And David Falk had everybody with Nike, but it was a new thing called Via. And I got a nice, you know, $60,000 check. Mm-hmm. In the 80s was like, you know, mm-hmm. Like $160,000. Mm-hmm. And so I did that for 3 years. And I was like, why am I wearing somebody else's shoe mm-hmm. when I know they're being made in the same factory? And we sold with Kenny Shoe Stores because the mentality was everybody in our neighborhood should be able to buy them. Mm-hmm. No one bought them.
So Shaq got that from you?
No.
Steph Marbury, who was
Steph,
that?
Yeah, it was Steph Marbury.
All of us felt the same way, that it was too expensive because in Brooklyn, you're getting robbed mm-hmm. for your shoes. Well, in Queens, you do.
From Brooklyn, too, yeah.
From Brooklyn Cats. And, and so you get that feeling. And so I said, you should be able to have a fly shoe, and it also shouldn't be that expensive because it costs $1 to make a pair of shoes. They just charge you extra for
$140.
Yeah, God bless Kanye. I love Kanye. Kanye is my favorite person, not because he's rich, it's because he does what he wants to do.
Mm. Like I do. Does he really do what he want to do?
Well, he has.
Eh.
Well, think about this. Right now, he's in Japan, and we're sitting here.
What's he doing in Japan?
Literally, whatever he wants.
I think he gives the perception that he does what he want to do.
Well, it's more than perception. Because I put it this way, everything he said he was going to do, he's done.
That's very true.
I got an artist named Veda Valley. She's coming out. She's fire. And it's so funny. I think about the music.
John Sally's into everything.
No, but I've always been into music. But the reason she's dope is because I know he would like it. Mm-hmm. And he'd be like, oh, this is smooth. And then she would like it because she's talking to women. Mm-hmm. And then you would like it because your wife is going to make you like it.
Oh, okay.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Because your wife likes me. That's what you wanted to say. Make you like
it. No, I watch y'all every day. And I'm like, oh my God. First thing I said to Disney, they were like, well, when we go to New York to do publicity, I was like, Breakfast Club. I don't, like, make sure. Mm-hmm. Make sure we get on. My cousin Mike is watching right now.
Salute to Mike.
Are you rapping on Veda Veli's album too now?
Nah, man. I just sit back and watch and listen. I pay real close attention to the way things are. You can't really say a lot like you really want to in this world anymore, but you feel you can. The reason I love this show so much is because, one, you still piss people off.
And not intentionally. I love
that is such a lie. You do it on purpose because then you really give a face. He throws it. and I love the guests that come on. So this is my favorite show, mm-hmm. next to Sway. And
Shout out to Sway.
Yeah, shout out to Sway. I just like that y'all got this movement going. And I got an idea. What are you going to do? Web3 is coming.
Oh,
I got the metaverse coming.
We got hooked up.
Yeah, good.
We got ideas for the metaverse.
And your cryptocurrency and NFT. So how's that going? Because I know people are nervous right now.
Well, I started the John Sally Crypto Show. And the reason I did that is to destigmatize and to literally teach us. Because this is the first time you can't say the man is holding us down, because mm-hmm. you literally can be in this business and in the metaverse as someone else, as yourself. Bits and small pieces of money can go places, and then you can explain what money is. Finally, we didn't know what money is. When we talk about what you do with your sons and what you do with your real estate and all that, like, oh, you know, mm-hmm. then Earn My Leisure comes in.
Earn Your Leisure, yeah.
I love those cats. Mm-hmm. I begged to do the podcast and they put me down.
No.
I did. I was on. Because I liked the fact that they were talking. I talked to 19 Keys all the time.
I love 19 Keys.
Yeah, so these young cats that I'm talking to aren't afraid to step out. Back in the day, it used to be like, go to college, get your degree, go to Hampton, steal and cheat, like they do at Hampton University.
Hey, what?
Shots fired at the Queen's Corner over there.
No, but I loved it, and I like the way they're moving.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the 5-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global. Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today
at purdueglobal.edu.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Moving the culture forward.
All right, we got more with John Sally. When we come back, don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. We are The Breakfast Club. We're still kicking it with John Sally. Charlamagne?
You're saying a lot of good things that I want to go back on. Even when you talked about, you know, you can't really say what you want to say nowadays. You can, but you got to be able to deal with the consequences.
The punishment.
I think you have a lot of people that don't want to deal with the consequences, regardless of whether it's backlash from corporate or maybe a punch in the face. And you know, you're a basketball player. You can say what you want to people, but you just got to deal with what comes with it.
Do you think Kanye was wrong when he said on your show, 400 years? I think that was a choice.
Oh, he didn't say that here.
That's TMZ.
I definitely think he was right. That's just factually wrong, though.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Slavery was, like, you got to think about all of the all the societal conditions that existed during slavery. They didn't know where they were. They didn't speak the language. They weren't physically nourished enough with food to fight back, weren't organized. They didn't know what to do.
Do you believe it was a choice?
I think we still do a lot of it today. When we have chances or opportunities to organize, to move in a direction, we pull against ourselves.
That's true.
So you think the meaning of what he said was interpreted wrong?
But see, we got to stop doing that with people. It's not about what you meant to say or what we think you said. You should be able to use your words properly to communicate your point.
And this is why I'm happy to be on the show. Did I tell you guys I was on Sneakerella Disney Plus?
Yes, May 13th.
I thought I could say
yes.
And VH1 for a couple of
retreat.
Really?
Oh, what a coincidence. Did you plan that?
Oh, yeah, I did plan it. This is what I realized. One of my daughters, Tyler, you know, when she says things and I have to realize at 25, they're sensitive a different way.
Mm-hmm.
Jokes that used to work won't work, right? The way, you know, we would make jokes. And she would be like, well, it was never really funny. It was awkward. And people didn't know whether to laugh or not. And I realize that sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, oh. And then you're a little bit more sensitive to everybody. And when you're a little bit more sensitive to everybody, you become like, can I step out in the street? It's almost like double dutch. Like, when is your time to jump in? Mm-hmm. But if you're not silly in your comment and you have a reason to back it up, everything becomes discord. Every single thing you're saying becomes this, you know, it becomes almost an argument, almost at a point, almost a debate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I watch this and I pay attention and I look at where the sensitivities are and where the scapegoats are, where it's easy to get out to say something and move away. So I like that I'm doing it. And the best thing about me doing my own show, just why I ask you guys, is literally my crypto show is going to be an NFT. Mm-hmm. So you're going to have to buy the token. Mm-hmm. I'll be back here in June for NFT New York. You're going to have to get into this world. And this world is consumer to me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have any in between. I love iHeart. I do. I wish they would give me a deal again.
What, the podcast or something?
But then that's another thing. A lot of people say, well, you know, want you to talk sports. And I was like, the last time I played in the NBA was 22 years ago.
You don't like talking sports?
For free? No.
I love you on Vlad TV.
Me too. I love me. Vlad, and check this out.
I love Vlad, man.
Me too.
Everybody
Salute
else.
To Vlad.
Like, I would fill in at places I said, well, what's the check? And they go, well, no, you're just filling in. I go, hold on. Dude's on vacation, paid. I'm filling in a spot where he gets paid to do this. This is when I was on ESPN. And you're not going to give me a check? Stephen A was the only one to make sure I got a check.
Wow.
And so I'm leaving here and going to Stephen A. I won't do the rest of them. If you're going to have me on, I did this show because he's family. He just doesn't know it.
Mm-hmm. no, Gia, I did this Gia, show. Because of Gia.
No, Gia loves you. Yeah, his wife just thinks I'm the man. no, I love the whole dynamic. And I did this because I love this show. I like watching the show. But everybody else, you got to pay me.
Do you even like the NBA now? Does it seem too soft?
Well, it's
all
not.
All these texts, everybody suspended. Like, y'all would never play. If it was these rules.
The league is now international. So you can't show insubordination. 300 million Chinese people in China watch this a night. You can't show anything that, hey, we can be like that.
Never thought about this.
Yeah, you gotta sit in line because now we're not just, I'm tired, I hung out last night, you know, the old way we used to do things. These guys are Fortune 500 companies, right? To see Ja Morant jump that high, I just trip out when I see this kid, and I tell my wife, I said, yo, this dude is unbelievable with his Usher looking dad. His dad is like, yeah, I made you jump higher.
But if he would have dunked on you, like if he would have tried,
I would have punched him in the stomach. No question. Michael Jordan dunked on me, and I said, next time you go up, I'm taking you out of the air. Next time he went up, I took him out of the air. You're not gonna embarrass me in front of my mother on CBS again. It's not gonna happen. Like when he dunked on me, I tried to take the ball out real quick. I was so mad. And then he stood there and did all that. I'm like, don't do that. People know you dunked him. And I'm going out court. I said, swear to God, money, next time I'm taking you out of the air. Yeah, yeah, I got you, got you. And the next time I took him out of the air, I didn't hurt him. I just didn't let him dunk on me again.
Did you ever used to do that where you would be out all night and say, I don't feel like playing?
I didn't hang out a lot all night. I would go, you know, I didn't smoke weed until my last month in the NBA. And I was really particular about taking care of my body, and you know, I would fly girls in, so there was no reason to go out. truthful. But I wasn't into that. I would go to comedy joints, try to learn my timing, and I would just literally know that my next life was entertainment. So if it wasn't an entertainment, like, I love strip joints, there's one of my favorite places, but when I was 25, but when I got to like 27, 28, 29, I knew.
That's real.
You know, what am I going to do next? Mm-hmm. And it's not going to be in the strip joint.
I love y'all generation, man, because it feels like, I don't remember this before, but I love seeing the players be the commentators now. Because it's like, yeah, you're controlling your narratives and y'all understand the players better. Like, I love what you do, all the smoke, you know, Jalen Rose, yeah, the inside the NBA with Charles, Shaq, and Kenny. That's what we need.
Yeah, I talked to Steven Jackson yesterday. I did a show with them on Monday, he and Matt Barnes. But Steven Jackson, you know, I was watching his show, and Dame Dash made him get up and showed him he can act.
Yeah, yeah.
Yo, the kid is bananas. Mm-hmm. And I told him, I said, hey, man, I'm producer now. We're going to make our own films. And I got this movie with my boy. It's called 360 that I've held for 20 years. Mm-hmm. We're literally just going to start doing movies where, you know, you don't have to have a gun pointed sideways. And it's a different move. It's a different move. Like, when I loved your film. I love Body. I did. I thought it was great and creative.
That's my man, Joseph Kahn. Yeah. I was the producer on it, too, but Joseph Kahn was the EP. Eminem was the EP, too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's pretty slick. Yeah. That's right. You doing it, man. How many shows you got? Are you Jamaican? You sure?
No, I just be out here working, man.
All right, we got more with John Sally. When we come back, don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're still kicking it with John Sally. Yee.
Aren't you also in the cannabis business now, too?
Yeah, my daughter and I own Deuces 22, and my daughter's in the top 50 women in cannabis, according to High Time, before 25 years old.
Wow.
But this is the deal. I made it a television show because trying to get people to understand that, you see how you like drop that in, it's like, oh, it's more to listen to? Mm-hmm. My daughter kept thinking, you know, if you're going to invest in my future, then this is what I want to do. And they don't teach cannabis 101 in college.
No schools.
So we did a show destigmatizing it and showing us the making of the brand and how we're building family wealth. My other daughter, Taya, who's going to be a model. My daughter, Giovanna, just got back into singing. And then my other daughter, Sasha's in, you know, UFC.
You got four daughters?
Yeah, you know, never know.
I got 4-2. Emmy got 4-2.
Yeah, right. I know, man. Is that crazy?
No. Yeah. I know how I used to live.
And the deal is, you don't want dummies in the house. That's why I don't have any sons.
I got 2 sons, though. I got 4 daughters, 2 sons.
2 dummies. You remember how dumb you was? When you get older, you start realizing that's what she was thinking. Oh, man, I'm a dummy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was a dummy. And then I tell him about his books. He don't get in touch with me. I had him behind me and I was doing a show.
I said, a lie. I hit you up. I said, man, thank you. I was souped up.
I so loved his books. It's ridiculous.
I was like, yo, John Sally got my books behind him. I was souped up.
Yeah, I wanted to read them. I just make sure that you got it right. Because if it was whack, I was going to be like, yo, son. Yo, son, don't do it. Don't do it like it. So I can't wait. Envy's going to give me his book.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. We can't wait till you read that.
You didn't send it to you already?
Yo, shut
up, man. No. He's not going to give me the book. Real life. Real love, he's not gonna give it to me with my wife. He's sitting there with my
and his wife is from Brooklyn.
Yeah, no, man. I'm... No, I watch it, and you know, I was in the car, I did the car show with Adam Carolla, mm-hmm. and I was in the cars. And when I was in Detroit, you know, I had 60, and so I had the old schools. Mm-hmm. And then I see you with these really, really expensive cars, and I'm like, man, this kid is living my life. Mm-hmm. But you do the hard work. You got insurance getting them back and forth. Mm-hmm. People not understanding what you have.
Full team. 6 cities this year.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Flex used to do that too, right?
Yeah, he used to back in the day.
And then he stopped, and then you picked it up, not realizing why we stopped doing that.
Yeah, I did a little different. Mine is more family. You know, I got 6 kids, so... It's not just cars. It's cars, it's amusement rides, it's games. I bring NASCAR to show the kids how to do the pit crew stuff. We teach the kids how to double dutch. It's more about family.
Oh, that's pretty dope. That's pretty dope. You believe that?
No. What you mean? Do I believe he does it for family?
Yeah.
Yeah,
all those kids get a check, just like the Kardashians.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Hey, put it on camera, son. Put it on camera.
I can't knock him because what does Disney World do? What does Six Flags do? It's the same thing. Like,
yeah, I'm just messing with you, but I do dig it. I do.
See, Cruella's a family oriented movie.
100%.
And on the Disney.
Best thing on Disney Plus on May 13th, mm-hmm. Friday 13th, which happens to be
me and my wife's anniversary.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And
wow.
And being one of my wife's.
Well, it's John Sally. We appreciate you.
Cinderella, Friday the 13th.
It comes out Friday, May 13th for my anniversary.
Disney Plus.
His wife will be watching it.
I know. Charlamagne, I got your flag over here.
It's the Breakfast Club.
It's all inclusive.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club.
I really just
Club.
Want to hear Kendrick this morning, to be honest with you. Can we just play Kendrick for the rest of the show? Can't do that?
We don't have clean versions.
You don't have clean versions.
Don't tempt me.
I
want to
hear some
time.
Of that generational curse breaking music, damn it.
Don't tempt me with a good time. But let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Adele.
It's about time.
What's going on?
Rumor report.
This is the Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
What'd you just tease?
What'd you say, Adele?
Oh, yes, that's fine. Oh. I didn't hear you. I wasn't listening.
Oh.
Okay, now, let's talk about Adele. She just bought a new $58 million mansion. That's her fourth property.
How much?
$58 million. And she and Rich Paul moved in together. People were trying to say that they broke up because he wasn't there for her birthday. But she did share some pictures of them outside their new home. And then they have another picture where they're holding up the keys to their home. And so the house that she bought is actually Sylvester Stallone's Beverly Hills Mega Mansion. It was on the market for a large part of the year. And now they're saying that's going to be their new love nest. It's over 18,000 square feet.
That ain't no damn nest.
8 bedrooms and 12 bathrooms. Sylvester Stallone had been trying to sell this mansion that he purchased in the 90s. Initially, he listed it for $110 million. So I guess that's a bargain.
Did they go half on it?
$58 million. I couldn't tell you that.
$58 million, you got to marry me. We got to marry me and we got to go half on this house. Because what happens when you break up? Who gets stuck with that?
It also depends on whose name it's in. If it's her home.
It's definitely in Adele's name.
And it's her fourth investment.
Why is it definitely her name?
If Rich Paul's smartest in Adele's name. Rich Paul got his own money. Okay.
Yeah, but that could be a good investment too if you feel like it'll appreciate in value.
But that's what I'm saying. Y'all break up and then what happens?
They split it.
You, all right, if you can handle it. Yeah, if they do their business right, yeah, sure.
But there are rumors that they are engaged. So not sure about that yet. But yes, so that's their new home. All right, now India RE had some things to say about Jack Harlow. Jack Harlow just found out that Ray J and Brandy are siblings.
Brandy and Ray J are siblings? Nobody's ever told me that in my life.
All right. Well, NDRE took to social media and said, just because you make black music doesn't mean you know black culture. If you don't know Brandy's voice when you hear it, when an actual musician who makes black music deduces one of the industry's most important voices, Brandy, to... Oh, she said reduces to Ray J's sister, who is famous mostly for his proximity to Kim Kardashian. And we hear Brandy influence everywhere. Plenty of non-black singers ask them, even mill singers, gospel singers, and people know Ray J better. And then she said, this is stupid.
I mean, that's not fair. Yeah,
he's young.
Yeah, there's a lot of culturally clueless white people, but the guy is 24 years old. There's some black people that didn't know Brandy and Ray J were siblings. That was a thing on social media a couple years ago.
People didn't know that.
You know, my daughter, who is 21, didn't know that. She knows who Brandy is because we play the music, but she didn't know they were brothers and sisters. They didn't know they were siblings.
Yeah, I think sometimes, you know, us being older, we just assume people know everything that we know.
Mm-hmm.
But no, this generation don't be knowing a lot of stuff that we think is second nature in our culture. But that's what education is for.
Correct.
Yeah, he knows now. Now a lot of people know they didn't know before. But yes, and you know what? I don't think it's a bad thing that you both can exist with people not knowing you're related. Like, your careers are so, both of you are so prominent with what you do that you stand alone on your own.
And we, listen, Brandy is historic to us in our generation, but the last 10 years, Ray J probably is the more known out of the siblings.
Yeah, with all the stuff that he's doing.
To the new generation.
The electronics. Yeah, I'm sure.
All right, now, according to Page Six, Wendy Williams staffers are agonizing over how to bring her back for a finale. They did say that they're not planning to bring her show back, but they want her to come and have this, like, final farewell, some type of tribute, and they want her to come back. A lot of people, they said, especially the mid- and low-level producers, signed up for the job because of Wendy. It feels like it's just going to end without her. It's weird. Another source told Page Six that staffers are still traumatized over Wendy's allegedly erratic behavior in recent years. And so, you know, Sherry Shepherd's new show, she's going to inherit most of Wendy's production staff when her show debuts in September. And they said they expect that she'll guest host the last episodes of Wendy's show, which makes it awkward because she's the one replacing her. So I'm not sure how they're going to handle that. But I know Wendy wants to have a sit down with Sherry.
I mean, you kind of got to do that, right? The show is still called The Wendy Williams Show. So if it's still going to be called The Wendy Williams Show,
I think it's only right.
You got to let her come back for one last hurrah.
But if she
wants to. Yeah, if she wants to. It's only right to give her her last farewell.
Well, yeah. She still got to be getting paid, though, right? You can't just be using my name every day on daytime TV calling it The Wendy Show. And no checks coming my way, right?
Well, she's not getting them. Remember, she's still not getting none of the money from the bank. She said she only had access to $2 or something like that, she said, with Fat Joe.
Oh, but I'm still, somebody's still depositing checks in that account if the show is called The Wendy Show, I would think.
I would assume so.
All right. Well, that is your rumor report. And I also want to point out Broadway for Colored Girls, that play that's on Broadway. It was supposed to run through August 14th, but then they said that the show was going to close May 22nd. Now they're letting it run through June 5th. And I really hope anybody that's in New York or comes to New York that would go to a Broadway play would support this so that they can go ahead and we can rally up for that show to continue on past June 5th. It was supposed to run, like I said, to August 14th, and now they're closing it. So people got to go out and support. All right, and that is your rumor report.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. Charlamagne!
Yes, sir.
We're giving a donkey, too.
Listen, man, 4 After the Hour, let's talk ass gas.
What?
Let's talk farting, baby. Okay? All right, it's...
Is that what we doing
this
farting, morning?
Baby. It's Freaky, Freaky, Freaky Friday. We'll talk about it 4 After the Hour, man.
Oh, boy.
We need a football team that I can't pronounce, but they call it the OL to come to the front of the congregation. We'd like to have a word with them.
All right, we'll get to that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
I teamed up with Zyrtec for this allergy relief message. Springtime brings vibrancy to the air and pollen, so I take Zyrtec when allergy symptoms start. Save the tissues and live vibrantly with Zyrtec. Starts working at hour one and stays strong day after day.
WWPR FMHD1 New York.
An iHeart Radio station.
Charlamagne, say the gang, dunk it utter shame.
Charlamagne. You are a donkey.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day does not discriminate.
I might not have the song of the day, but I got the Donkey of the Day.
So if you ever feel I need to be a donkey, man, hit me with the heave.
Yes, the Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
Well, Donkey of the Day for Friday, May 13th. Friday the 13th goes to a football team named the OL. I'm calling them the OL because that's what they are commonly called and because I cannot pronounce the full name. Okay, thank God they are just called the Lion. Okay, No, Lucius. Let me attempt to pronounce it. Olympic Lions. Whatever.
Olympic Lions? That's it?
No, that's not it,
okay,
actually.
It doesn't sound hard.
Yeah, that's not it. No, it's hard. It's a little harder than that, but I'm saying lines. I'm still shortening it. It's a longer thing with lines.
Okay.
Yeah, but...
Always short with you.
Yeah, shut up. All right, sound, it's Freaky Freaky Friday.
You sound mad
you
about
keep
it.
Playing it. You know what? By the time I get to the end of this thing, you won't know nothing.
It's my anniversary. Stop
Wait
it.
Wait till you hear this Freaky Friday topic that Envy has for you.
What? Whatever. The OL, French Professional Football Club, who earlier this season fired, terminated, let go of a man whose name I also cannot pronounce. Okay? Let me try it.
Struggle.
Girondins de Bordeaux Marcelo. I don't know if I landed that.
That feels wrong.
I don't know if I landed it. I feel like I landed it. He's a football player, or should I say former football player for the OL.
Football.
Well, he used to be a defender for the OL, okay? He got dropped, terminated, fired, cut, whatever you want to call it, for inappropriate behavior in the locker room. Now, I'm sure coach is different over there, so excuse me if I'm just an ignorant American here, but when I hear inappropriate in a male locker room, I'm automatically thinking the worst. All right. I mean, the term locker room talk is the term folks use when they want to discuss the language from men that they deem problematic. I mean, historically, it's been used to describe most forms of male human male conversation. You know, the conversation that is sprinkled with a dash of prejudice. OK, heavy on the sexism, maybe even a pinch of homophobia or racism. But when we hear the term locker room talk, we know what that means. When I hear Marcelo was let go because of inappropriate behavior in the locker room, in a male locker room, I'm thinking to myself, what the hell was he doing? Was he pinching cheeks? Was he threatening to tickle prostates without consent? What was this inappropriate behavior in a male locker room? Mm-mm-mm. Well, let's go to Rich Eisen for the report, please.
Brazilian defender Marcelo, he might say Marcelo. I speak Italian, so I'm saying Marcelo. Last August, he was dropped from his Lyon team.
Mm-hmm.
And people didn't understand why. He's 34. He wasn't playing great. He was dropped because he was farting and laughing in the dressing room too much. That's why he was dropped. He was caught laughing.
This is a real tweet. This is a
real
story.
Leo Dubois, his captain's speech to rally the troops after a game. And his manager, Peter Bose, did not like that. He also apparently was repeatedly farting in the clubhouse and in the dressing room and laughing about it.
It's been a clinch fest all week.
You can get let go for having gas?
He was dropped from the first team. Yep, yep. He was expelled.
Come on, Leo. You expel a man for expelling gas? You cut ties because he cut the cheese? Huh? Come on, Leo. For turd whistling? A man can't even do a little butt air harmony without getting booted from the team. Huh? Anal audio should never be a reason for a human to lose a job. Now listen, y'all know me. Okay, your Uncle Charlotte, Brother Leonard. If y'all been listening to me for a long time, you know I don't fart in my clothes. Okay, no sir, no ma'am, not me. All right, I do not fart in my clothes. And if Marcelo was more like me, he wouldn't find himself in this situation. But I know everybody's cheeks not built like mine. Okay? Depending what time of day it is, the smell of butt-baked biscuits coming out of the oven, whether you want them to or not, is going to happen. All right. The problem here is Marcelo was crop dusting on purpose. All right. You heard the woman on the news report say he wasn't playing great. You can't not be playing great and let the mud ducks quack on people. Okay. See, when you're not good at what you do, everything you do is annoying. All right. I promise you, if Lionel Messi or Cristiano Ronaldo was letting the rector honk, nobody would bat a brown eye. But you not playing well and giving people free gift cards to wall fart? No, that's not going to work. Now, I'm going to tell you something, Marcelo. All right, matter of fact, I'm talking to both you and the OL right now. All right, this could either be a case of discrimination on Marcelo's part or OL. Y'all can say Marcelo was sexually harassing the team. I'm going to tell you why. When grown men, not little boys, because little boys are just disgusting, but when grown men fart around other grown men, it's a form of flirting, okay? That is a chapter from the Book of Charlotte. Anytime a grown man is farting around another grown man, it's a form of flirting simply because what other reason is there to let another man know what your ass smells like, okay? I'm going to tell you, when it's really flirting, because this happens to me all the time in this room, when a man announces he's been farting for no reason, I'm not going to say who the man is, but there's a man in this room who just likes to announce, I've been farting, and then you don't smell anything, you know what he's trying to tell you? He's letting you know, I'm ready. We can go right now, okay, if you want to. And when a man farts loudly around another man and it doesn't smell, he's really flirting and showing off because you hear it, but you don't smell it. So he, too, is letting you know he's ready. Why else would you be revealing the percussion of your butt cheeks around another man? What's that doctor's name, Eddie? Rinjohn. Play Dr. Rinjohn telling y'all what a fart is.
The noise of a fart is a combination of anal sphincter vibrations and the percussion of butt cheeks against each other.
Why else would you be revealing the percussion of your butt cheeks against each other around another man? Huh? So, Marcelo, you can say they were discriminating against you because of your sexuality. R-O-L, you could say it was sexual harassment on the part of Marcelo. Does all of that sound ridiculous to you? Well, not as ridiculous as firing a man for farting in a male locker room. Please let Remy Ma give Olympique Lions the biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw, hee-haw, you stupid motherfucker, are you dumb?
Mm-hmm. See?
What?
Now, I want y'all to know what happened is the reason the room went silent.
What?
It's because your man over there.
Who's man?
Gears. All right? All right, I have to remind you of that, okay? Because you think you're mine. All right?
What are you
Rashawn
talking about?
Casey, DJ Envy, made eye contact with me and then pointed at our producer to hit the fart button.
It's not
I told
true.
You,
it's not
when
true.
Grown men fart around other grown men, it's a form of flirting. And when they announce that they've been farting and you don't smell it, they're letting you know.
That's not true.
His butt clean.
It's not true.
His butt clean.
I'm not.
His butt clean.
I'm not playing with you today. Today is
right
my
now.
Anniversary. I'm not playing with you today.
Is you and Gia's anniversary?
It's not me and you.
Yeah, I can't tell sometimes.
Yo, stop it, man.
Okay.
All right. Well, 800.
Look at your shirt. Your shirt says I'm just out here thrusting God.
No, it says trusting God. 800-585-1051. We can go two ways with this.
Oh. Okay. What's going on here?
We could go money long. We could go money long.
This guy, man.
We could go money long.
Oh, I thought we already decided what we were doing. We were talking about Ask Ye.
All right, this is the way I want to go. Let's go.
We know. We were talking about Ask Ye. Now, you know somebody called in yesterday, and she was basically upset as a dominatrix. We have the call?
Yeah. I've been in a relationship for maybe like 17 years. In terms of my relationship, he had like different sexual interests. And I thought I'm like a dominatrix. I really like control in the bedroom. And he seemed like he was into it. I like to turn them out, but I don't really like when they're into it. So I've been noticing more and more where they are, he is like tooking his booty out, or because it's like hanging, and I'm kind of not interested in it no more.
Well, first of all, you said the goal is to turn someone out. It worked. Now, have you ever been turned out?
So that is
the question.
Question.
Maybe there was something that you didn't know you would like until you did it.
All right. So it's Friday, and you know what that means.
It's Freaky, Freaky, Freaky Friday.
And yesterday, Dominatrix, she said she was married to a guy, and she wanted to peg him. The guy didn't want to get pegged. But after a while of being pegged, he loved it. She didn't like that anymore. Have you ever been turned out in a
I'm
relationship?
I'm tapping out, man.
800.
You said you got turned out?
I'm tapping out.
Oh, you tapped out?
I'm
okay. 800-585-1051.
I really got to bring this. Don't
Have
play
you
gay
ever
bill
been turned out before in a relationship? That's what we're
I
asking.
I need you to notarize the don't play gay bill for me.
800-585-1051.
I can't wait to hear Envy's story because off air he was talking about getting pegged.
That's, don't do that.
Miss Mika is
that's
out
not,
there
that's
right
not what
now.
You said at first.
That's not, Mika, that's not true.
We got to pull. I got to get Miss Mika from yesterday.
You're going to start lying on me? Play Cardi B. What Cardi B say? Oh, you want to get dangerous in there? You want to get dangerous? 800.
What you talking about?
You
want to
get dangerous?
Okay, what you talking about right now is very, very dangerous.
Let's talk about it.
Okay.
Have you ever been turned out? It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. If you're just joining us, it's Friday, so you know what that means.
It's Freaky Friday. No judgment.
And we're asking Freaky Friday. Yesterday during Ask Yee, a lady called. She was upset. She tried to turn her man out.
She successfully turned her man out.
She liked to play in his backside.
A little prostate tickling. If you ever seen American Pie, then, you know, Stifler got turned out in American Pie. Old movie, kids. I don't know if you ever seen that one.
Yeah, so, you know, he was turned out. He loves it to the fact that every time they're about to have sex, his man just turns over, gets on his knees, and pokes his butt up.
Toot it.
And she got upset about that.
Toot that thing up, daddy, make it roll.
So we're asking, have you ever got turned out?
You mean by booty, like by getting your booty played with, or just like in general?
Well, just talk about in general. You want to share something?
Well, I don't know. I mean, this is a very specific thing that we're talking about. What she's actually talking about butt play. So y'all just talking about in general.
Yeah.
Okay. Of course.
Oh, what?
Like, I'm married.
What turned you out?
My wife. Everything about my wife turns me out.
What? Like what specifically?
I'm not about to discuss. I've discussed me and my wife's sex life a little bit too much for my liking throughout my career. But yes, I married the woman that has turned me out.
One or two?
I've married the woman that has turned me out.
Ye?
Have I ever been turned out?
Yes.
I think I might have stayed in something too long because it was good. That's about it. Is that turned out?
Yeah. Okay. A little bit.
Would you like to be Mr. Go ahead, Mr. Specific.
I'm pleading the fifth on this one.
What do you mean?
Turns me out totally.
We read the book. We know you dress like a cowboy.
I didn't dress like a cowboy.
You dressed like a cowboy.
You had your booty out.
I did play role play. I didn't have my booty out.
Because think about
you
it.
Did.
No.
So Gia sat up here and said you did, and we she couldn't played. Believe that
wore,
you told
I
us
a holster,
with the butt out.
And I had a cowboy hat. Yes.
And this was after Brokeback Mountain came out.
In the book,
you say that. In the book, Gia said this is after Brokeback Mountain came out, and all of a sudden you had the desire to want to dress up like a cowboy.
You're lying.
I will say I didn't used to think I liked oral sex until somebody did it right. And then I was like, this is amazing.
Hey, live.
Well, let's go to the live. Mike, what's up, Mike?
Hi.
Oh, hello. Yeah, what's up?
Hey, Mike.
Mike, what's up? Talk to us, man. You ever been turned out, Mike?
Yeah, man. Me and my shorty, man, we was drinking some Henny, drunk as hell one night. And, like, one thing led to another. She was giving me oral, and she just went lower and lower and then just started f***ing my ass. I never had it happen before in my life.
Great experience. Like,
you loved it.
And now you love it.
Yeah, great experience. Yeah, and I don't know how, but it just brought out more of, like, direction, I guess. I don't know what I can and cannot say online.
Yeah. You do have all kinds of nerve endings there. It's an erotic zone for you, so that's probably why. It's a feeling that you normally don't have because no one's ever in there.
Yeah, but for some crazy reason, it's like
Well, let me ask you a question. Do you ask for it, or is this something that, you know, you hope the chef puts on the menu? You know what I mean?
No, I don't ask for it. She asks. She will go throughout the day. She's like, oh, I want to ass today. Like, you know, it's kind of, you know.
It makes you feel good when you hear it.
Mm. Well, yeah, so, it does. It does make me feel good hearing it, but, you know, like, just a thought.
Well, let me give you the clinical term. The clinical term is anolingus.
Anal what?
Anolingus. That's the clinical term.
Is it just is it just the tongue, sir, or is it something else as well?
Oh, no, it's just the tongue, no.
Would you want to try maybe? Would you want to try an upgrade?
You're getting Envy excited, Ken.
No, she tried, but, you know, I'm just not, like, into that part.
Hey, okay, no kink shaming. No kink shaming over here, man.
What did she try with, sir?
No, she tried with her finger.
I don't know. You might like. I don't know why you don't just try that. You might like it. If you like a tongue, you'll love a finger.
It's Friday. Let your wife put on the stink ring tonight.
But it hurt. That was the problem.
So if it didn't hurt,
give him some tips, Envy.
I don't know.
Give him some tips, Envy. Together we give tips. Individually, it's a tip.
But I love this radio show. I've been listening to you all for years. I live in New
York. I don't know why. I'm going to be honest with you. I really don't know why.
All right.
But thank you.
800-585-1051. It's Friday, so you know what that means.
It's freaky Friday. And we talking stink rings.
No, we're asking, have you ever got turned out sexually? What happened? Let's talk about it. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters.
I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow the Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Yee, Charlamagne the guy. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, Durant asked me yesterday, a woman called, and she said that she was a dominatrix, and she liked to play with her man's backside. And at first, her man didn't like it, and now he does, and he's turned out, and she doesn't like it anymore. She says anytime they have sex, right when they're about to, he gets on his knees and sticks his butt up. Oh, we have the audio? Let's put audio.
I've been in a relationship for maybe, like, 17 years. During my relationship, he had, like, different sexual interests, and I thought I'm, like, a dominatrix. I really, like, control in the bedroom, and he seemed like he was into it. I like to turn them out, but I don't really like when they're into it. So I've been noticing more and more where they are, he is, like, tooking his booty out, or it's, like, hanging.
First of all, you said the goal is to turn someone out. It worked.
Yeah, it did.
So we're asking, have you ever got turned out?
Now, I'm going to tell you something. That call was, I didn't like that call. That was really toxic femininity. And the reason it was toxic femininity is because, you know, men open their hearts and, you know, they open their butts, and then we get, like, criticized for it.
Yep.
Like, no. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if the man's vulnerable and you wanted him to do it, you shouldn't kink shame him afterwards.
That's right.
Well, that was part of her kink, though, too, is that she liked it when he didn't like it as a dominatrix.
Well, just don't get mad at me, because I can take it. That's really what, that's essentially what she's mad at. She's mad that that man can take it. Okay? He used to be scared of it. Okay? To it. You know what I'm saying? Handle it like a real.
Take it in the. Yes, yes.
Okay, you're going too far. I was with you, and then I was like, oh, he's really into it.
Hello,
like, this guy's really, and he's really into it.
Hi, this is Dee Dee.
Hey, Dee Dee, you ever got turned out, Dee Dee?
I did, and it was by my very best friend of, like, 8 years. So my 25th birthday, I don't remember a lot about the night because I had too much to drink, but she brought me home, as we would do for each other if we had too much to drink, and went down on me. It was great. Like, it's true what they say, girls know what girls like. Like,
sorry, guys.
The best ever. But I feel like because I didn't speak anything about it, or like maybe I was acting shy, like she did a few more times. But when I started to like it, she stopped. Like, I haven't talked to her.
What?
I don't know if she was embarrassed. Yeah, and I'm like, not like I'm in now.
She got what she wanted. On to the next.
Exactly. I felt like related to that girl that called yesterday, because I listen to you guys every day. So I listened yesterday, and I'm like, oh my God, I was a victim.
Toxic femininity is real too. Don't nobody ever talk about that. That woman got you and dumped you.
So what happens when you reach out to her?
I text, like, I haven't called or anything, but I'm like, hey, what's up? You okay? Or like her stuff on social media, because she's still on there, but she has not returned text. I mean, my birthday was only a month ago.
You missed that thing.
And this is her best friend.
You know what's crazy? I've heard those stories before. I had a homegirl tell me how a girl turned her out one time, man. She said she went back to the girl place, and she said the girl dimmed the lights and lit a candle and put on Sade. This ain't no ordinary love. And she said she ain't never experienced nothing like that ever.
Goodness gracious. Hello, who's this?
Hello? Hello, this is Tyler Wardinsky.
Hey, what's up, man? You been turned out before, bro?
So about a year ago, my wife cheated on me, and I found out that I like it. I like other dudes, like my wife.
Oh, you love other dudes smashing your wife?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So now she does it in front of you?
Sometimes. We haven't got too far into it, you know what I'm saying? But a couple times I've been like hiding in the closet and stuff like that.
So you sound like you're hiding in the closet.
So
for
that's
real.
Called cuckolding?
Yeah.
I think the term is clean up after?
So that's what I'm most turned on by. I like to, like, sometimes she'll go out to the club or whatever, and she'll have sex with a guy, and he'll out of her, and she'll bring it home to me, and I'll clean her up.
Okay.
My brother, I'm tapping out.
Yeah.
Now, I like to play, but y'all wilding this morning. Y'all done went too far for Uncle Charlotte.
You clean it like with a wet wipe or with a face cloth or
with
something?
With your mouth.
That was a bit much.
With my tongue.
We haven't had breakfast yet.
So you eat another guy's ejaculation?
I'm not playing no more.
Yeah, I'm out. I'm tapping out.
Okay.
All right, man. You have a great weekend.
See, I'm going to tell y'all something.
See, there's someone for everyone, though. This just goes to show you that their relationship works, because she can go out to the club, let another guy
smash her.
That man is.
And clearly not use protection, by the way.
Here's the thing.
And then he eats it.
I don't want to play no more.
Here's the thing.
What?
That man is scared to be gay. All right? Because that's just secondhand gay.
Why?
All right? The man is scared to be gay.
He just likes to eat semen.
That's secondhand gay. No, he's scared. He just likes to eat he just like the okay. You got may have a point. He just may like to eat semen. He may not want to go all the way.
I don't want to play anymore. I'm done playing with y'all.
I didn't think about it like that. He may just have a taste of semen.
No, y'all play too much. I'm
not
playing with y'all.
That could be
a new
business you and you could open up. You know what I mean?
No, I'm not.
All right, semen for life. What's the company's company called?
Semen uplifts people.
Semen uplifts people.
Sup.
Yeah, there you go. Sup. Sup would kill. All right. Sup would kill in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. You hear me?
I'm not playing with y'all no more. I'm done.
I don't know why. Yes, man. Have you ever tasted it?
No, I'm done.
So then how can y'all judge it?
No. I'm done. I'm not even closing. I'm not even asking what's the moral of the story. We got rumors on the way. What are we talking about?
That's Kendrick. Right. Don't close it. Leave it open, Emmy. It's Friday.
We're talking about Kendrick.
I'm not playing with y'all no more. Y'all see how disgusting it is?
He just caused you guys to drop the mic.
He dropped the mic, all right.
I'm old. I'm tapping up.
All right.
Well, these new people are different.
Rumors on the way. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. No, let's get to the rumors now.
Okay. It's
spilling the tea. This is the Rumor Report with Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, here you go. Kendrick Lamar's new album, Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers. It's a double album. It's 18 tracks split into two different albums. Came out at midnight. So we haven't even had a chance to listen to all 18 songs because we're here.
I've heard 11.
And we go to bed kind of early. But let's talk about it, right? And here he is talking about Drake and Kanye ending their beef.
Father Time record, man. So many men have daddy issues and don't realize it. First time I ever had a real breakthrough in therapy and bursting into tears was a realization about my daddy issues. So I'm glad Kendrick is addressing that on Father Time.
And I know he talks about therapy a lot on this album.
Oh, my God.
As soon as it starts.
This is generational.
It's definitely Father Time. Yeah, because when you said it now, it's Father Time.
Yeah, they labeled it wrong on here, for sure.
Yeah, this is generational curse-breaking music.
It's dope.
All right, in addition, he talks about having sex with white girls.
Ancestors watching me feels like retaliation. I mean, that's a conversation that we've had amongst ourselves as men before.
What's the name of that song?
In regards to that.
I don't want to say because it says Worldwide Steppers, but it could be wrong. I want to make sure. Like I said, we haven't had a chance to really...
I've heard 11 songs. I haven't heard the whole album yet. I heard volume one and the first two songs of volume two.
Yeah, but it is going to take more than listening one time songs to really understand and, you know...
We cry together. It's hard, too.
All right, we're going to get to that. Here is Savior, where he was skipped down to Savior, where he actually mentions COVID, getting vaccinated.
And I caught COVID and started to question Kyrie...
I like N95, too.
Mm-hmm. And here he is. Now, this is the song you guys are talking about, We Cry Together. It's an argument, and the actress Taylor Paige is featured on this song.
Little dick ass nigga that's trying to go big.
But you were sucking his ear.
Well, I should have sucked his.
Yo, that song is
it
so
actually numb. Reminds me of the song by RZA, Domestic Violence.
Yeah, Rhapsody and Busta Rhymes had a song, too. I think it was Rhapsody and Busta Rhymes. Pretty sure it was Busta Rhymes, but he was going back and forth like that as well, but... Hey, the thing I like about that song at the end of it, Kendrick Lamar says, you know, let's not be afraid to have the uncomfortable conversations.
Yeah, that song is tough.
Very uncomfortable.
And I think that's what this album is going to do. That's why I say, you know, from the first 11 songs that I've heard, this is generational curse-breaking music. Like, Kendrick Lamar is going to help a lot of people heal, especially men.
And, of course, Baby Keem is on the album. Ghostface Killah is on the album. And Summer Walker, Kodak Black. Those are just some of the guest appearances that you'll hear on here. So.
Yeah, I feel like Kendrick is just challenging us all to deal with our own traumas, our own insecurities, and our own pain. You know, he's challenging, you know, men to unlearn all the BS that we've been taught. That's what I think.
He said he had writer's block for 2 years and nothing moved him during that time. And we also learned from the cover art that he does have 2 children now. I guess he had another baby recently. So.
Yeah, one's name is, his son's name is Enoch. He says that on the album.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes. And then he also does credit his longtime partner, Whitney Alford, as she's also credited on the album throughout the album, too, as a narrator and the German self-help guru, Eckhart Tolle.
Yeah, he mentioned her a lot. Listen, Kendrick is not running from himself at all, you know, and I'm a 43-year-old man, a father, a husband. This is the kind of adult contemporary hip hop that I like. It feels like an extension of the same perspective as Hov. On 444. You know what I mean? A lot of therapy talk, a lot of healing talk, you know, the father time, the grown men with daddy issues, challenging his ego, his insecurities.
Talks about his daddy issues.
Oh, right. I love it, man.
I can't wait to hear it. I got to dive into it this week. And like I said, I only heard 9 songs. So.
And Kodak Black interludes with a Ghostface Killah feature?
And he was
come on.
And he's been in Ghana.
Talking my talk.
Before his album was released. So there's pictures of him in Ghana with Whitney. So shout out to them. I saw a punch. Also tweeted out, because this is the last album on TDE, shout out to Kendrick Lamar and congrats on the new album. Last one on TDE, we made history. Much love and continued success.
Hey, I've been struggling all morning, because imagine working at a radio station but can't wait to get back in your car to listen to what you want to listen to.
Yeah, stop
okay. I've been wanting to hit Kendrick all morning. I had to jump out the car at the Crown song. That's the second track on volume 2.
Well, you'll be able to do that pretty soon.
I can't wait. Can we hurry up and wrap this up so I can go?
All right, bye, guys.
Listen to what I want to listen to.
People's Choice Mix is up next. Again, today is me and my wife's anniversary. So, you know, every anniversary, I just play some of her favorite tunes. All right? We'll get to the mix next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
I teamed up with Zyrtec for this allergy relief message. Springtime brings vibrancy to the air and pollen, so I take Zyrtec when allergy symptoms start. Save the tissues and live vibrantly with Zyrtec. Starts working at hour one and stays strong day after day.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now we got to shout to John Sally for joining us today. Check out his flick, Sneakerella, is out today.
On Disney Plus.
Disney Plus, baby.
All right.
And also, it's Friday the 13th, y'all.
It's Friday the 13th.
What does that mean?
My wife's anniversary, so I'm excited to get out of here and get home. And then on Saturday, I'm going to be in Jacksonville.
Okay.
Duval! Hey, salute to Duval. Duval don't look so crazy now, huh? Remember when Duval tweeted out Kodak Black is on the same level as Kendrick Lamar lyrically? Mm. And everybody roasted him?
Yes.
I understood what he said because I listened to Kodak Black. I understood exactly what he said because Kodak Black be having a lot of socially conscious content in his music.
Right.
You know, it just comes from a different perspective than Kendrick, but Kodak gets busy.
Absolutely.
So, you know, for Kendrick to have Kodak all through his album the way that he does with interludes and, you know, talking before songs and a feature, that says a lot. I haven't heard the feature yet, though. I haven't got to it. My man Nick said it's dope.
Yeah, I'm only 9 in, so I get to hear the rest of it today.
I'm 11 in.
All right.
A little deeper than you.
What's wrong with you? When we come back positive, though, it's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Time to get up out of here, man. You got a positive note, Charlamagne?
I do, man. And, you know, like I said earlier, I can't wait to get back in the car and, you know, keep listening to this Kendrick album, man. I feel like it's generational curse-breaking music. And I love the era that we're in right now where everybody is no longer running from themselves and they dealing with their things, their issues. So I just want to tell y'all this, man. I've said it a million times. I want to say it again. Heal. So we don't have another generation of trauma passing itself off as culture.
Breakfast Club, bitches!
Y'all finished or y'all done?
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.